we started with rock and roll, and then Cliff and the Shadows came along, so that was the next musical phase. So I was crazy about the Shadows. I bought all their records, I learned all their songs, I could play all the lead guitar parts, all the bass parts, all the rhythm parts, I bought the music. When I joined Impalas, I went down this pub in Mill Street in Kingston called The Swan, right down the bottom. Somebody told me about it. We went in there and I walked into the hall out the back and I thought, that must be a record they're playing. It sounds just like Elvis. And I walked in and the singer of the band, Tony Clayton, his name was, he was singing, don't, don't. It was an old Elvis song. And I thought, wow, he sounds just like Elvis. And then he started playing guitar, just like Eddie Cochran and Chuck Berry. And I thought, wow, I'd like to be in this band. And got chatting to them. They said, oh, we need a bass player. So I went down Eden Street and bought myself a bass guitar. I was very lucky to get a Fender bass for £21, which was a bargain. If I still had it, it'd be worth about 10 grand now. But I played bass with them for about 5 years. It was fairly quiet down the Swan when I joined. And then suddenly the word got about that we were a rock and roll band. Nobody else was playing rock and roll at the time. Everybody was playing Beatles and Stones and original stuff and Stax and Sam La Motown. But Tony was absolutely set on keeping the rock and roll tradition going. So when I joined them, suddenly a few Teddy Boys turned up and a few rockers turned up on their motorbikes. And before long, the place was absolutely packed. It was chock-a-block. It was only a little hole. And we used to get about 100 people. They called it the Sweat Box. Got the Greasers on the motorbikes and the Teddy Boys. They all got on quite well together. There was never any trouble down there. I never saw any trouble. We eventually worked out a bit of a stage act where we used to go a bit wild. Our drummer, Keith Mott, he was influenced by The Who. So Keith, at the end of the show, he'd kick all his drums off the stage. Tony Clayton, he used to put his guitar down and he'd turn into Gene Vincent and he used to hold his mic stand right up in the air and swing it round. Our whole repertoire was Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, Fats Domino, Carl Perkins. So we did all their greatest hits. Jimmy Page used to come down the Swan. He was in Led Zeppelin. But before he was in Led Zeppelin, he was a session guitarist and he used to come down the Swan and he was a big fan of our guitarist, Tony Clayton. In the mid-60s, Beatles had taken over and the music had completely changed. So we were quite a freak sort of band. We were still playing 50s music where nobody else was. Eventually, a few other revival groups came along. Shakin' Stevens, he was our support act when I was in the Wild Angels, which was the band I joined eventually after the Impalas. So we were probably at the beginning of the rock and roll revival. We had a very big following. We eventually had a phone call to ask us to play a Palladium with Gene Vincent and the Wild Angels. So that was quite a big gig for us. And we made a record at the time, Lot of Lovin'. It was a Gene Vincent song. I used to go and see a band in Hammersmith called The Kingpins. And the drummer, I got chatting to him and he knew that I knew a lot about rock and roll and he was a rock and roll expert. And I lost touch with him and suddenly he phoned me up and said, oh, would you like to join the Wild Angels? He said, I'm just going to join them on drums. And I said, oh, I don't like the Wild Angels much. I'm not that impressed with them. I prefer the Impalas. I think we're better than them. But he twisted my arm and said, oh, they've got a festival in Palermo they're playing in a couple of months. I said, well, I haven't been to a hot country like Sicily or anywhere like that. I said, maybe I'll give it a try. And I joined them and I was there for like 4 or 5 years. I wrote that song, I sang on it, played guitar on it, and we recorded it in Sweden. I just spoke about all my memories of going down the Swan, going down Mill Street on a Sunday night, and it was always on Sundays.
Yeah, I wrote a few songs, and we were lucky to get them recorded. I was with Decca Records in 1972. We parted company with the lead singer of the Wild Angels, and I took over on lead. And we recorded a song called I Fought the Law and the Law Won. It was originally done by the Crickets, Buddy Holly's group, the Crickets. We recorded it and we got to number one in Sweden with that song. So we did a lot of tours of Scandinavia promoting the song and we did quite well. I don't think I got any money for it, but I do remember it, seeing it in all the magazines that we were number one, 1973, above Elton John and all the other people at the time. I fought the law and the law.